TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Well, you wanted me to record that, huh?
Oh, shit. Sorry, I thought I was sneaking in under the wire there.
You didn't sneak nothing in.
Oh, boy.
Well, I just, we start the playback right after you said that.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
Well, what a lovely story. We record the funny part for once.
Maybe we
Don't
should
worry,
stop now.
It'll never happen again.
Someone suggested that we get high and watch Cats.
Yikes.
Like, yeah, that's going to be probably the only way I watch that.
See, they're saying, hey, I think this will improve the enjoyment of Cats. And you're like, hey, I think this will decrease my enjoyment of being high. You know, my grandparents actually discovered a cure for fascism. It's a suppository, and it has to be injected at high rates of speed, and it has, when properly applied, has a 100% cure rate of fascism.
Wait, are you saying they shot bullets in Nazis' asses?
Yes.
And when you hear this sound, that means we put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Nothing happened. Move along.
Don't worry about it. It's all in your head.
Just mind your business.
Ain't nothing happening here.
Andy didn't step in shit. I mean, wait.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and I'm well behaved.
I'm Noah. I love Poontang. I'm in TanCast.
I feel like that's one of those things where if you call it that, you're going to get less of it.
What?
Depends on who you're around.
You sure? I feel like, hey, girl, let me stick in your Poontang. I feel like it works.
Wait, is that even how you... Is that... Really? Is it called... I thought Poontang was not really describing it, but just sort of a metaphorical concept for the idea of sexual intercourse with a lady.
No, I think...
Oh. I always thought the Poontang was specifically the vagina.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. Too.
I just never heard someone refer to it as a Poontang. Like, hey, let me look at your Poontang.
Whereas I've never heard it used as a verb. I've never said, hey, baby, want a Poontang?
Well, also,
no,
I feel like it's like it's a funny word. Like, no one's really going to use, like...
It is.
Yeah, I'm going to get some Poontang. Doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to get a vagina. That's what I mean.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Like, she's got the loosest Poontang in all of Gilroy. Like, no one says that.
But I also feel like, again, like you said, people who really want to get it are not going to be saying it.
Pardon me,
you know,
madam.
What? Let me call my Danelle in here real quick.
Pardon me, madam.
What's this do for you?
My love for you is like a truck. Would you like some making fun?
I mean, and we all know Urban Dictionary is the... is the mecca of real definitions.
Because they check their facts, they recheck their facts, and then they do it all again.
That sweet, wet hole we all crave. Can't go too long without. Sin of our life's desire. What gives women the upper hand in almost every situation? Pussy, gotta have it.
I gotta
read this part. Oh, this is good. There's orangutan and there's grape tang, but there's no tang like Poontang. Oh, wow.
Now I have so many more questions about orangutan.
You don't want them answered.
Yeah, all the ones I read are specifically mentioning the pussy or vagina.
All right, well. I'm happy to be wrong.
And like you said, those words as if they're like, you know, A or B, not synonymous.
But also, like, Someone could say, like, I want to give you some pussy. I want to give you some poontang. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, only ever heard it as noun, only ever heard it as a concrete noun.
Again, I never said it wasn't anything other than a noun. I just meant it was a noun describing a idea of sex with vagina as opposed to a vagina.
Like, concrete.
I've never heard anybody refer to a pussy as a poontang.
How about a poonani?
Yeah. Poonani or poon, sure. Poontang, no.
I feel like they're very...
I think it's the tang that adds the idea of sexual intercourse with that vagina.
It's the tang that makes it orange flavor.
It's the tang that makes it tangy.
Guys, all right, we're in our mid-40s.
All right, ladies, who do you want to do first?
I don't know. What do they want to do first? What?
I said, all right, ladies, who do you want to do first?
Oh.
After the whole conversation, how could they not want us?
I think it's still Noah. I don't think anybody's fuck, marry, kill list of Tancast has changed.
I'm always kill.
But that's because you provide the most meat.
No, this is true. And it's
not
the most
true.
Well marbled.
If you're just going by a penis, Noah provides the most meat. Yeah. Put some heat on that meat.
And he's like the Wagyu of people.
He's got that shroom tang.
And he's got nice marbling.
Shroom tang, guys.
I got it.
It's like a penis. Man.
When I get shroom tang, I know it's...
Fuck with.
Shroom tang... Never mind, I was going to say shroom tang is for the children, but it's not.
No, shroom tang is for the shower.
Shroom tang's for making the children.
You got shroom tang, go wash it.
Well, what a lovely story. We recorded the funny part for once.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we
should
stop now.
It'll never happen again.
Is this really the funny part, though, or is this just the part that makes us laugh?
I mean, what else is there?
I mean, really, what else are we doing? I get it.
I feel like that was the funny part.
Probably.
So the real question is,
how the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak?
It's okay.
We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I just told you twice.
Well then, all right, segment over.
I baked brownies. Ooh. That didn't come out like I wanted them to.
But brownies?
Is that a talk about making poop? Is that your
code
words?
No, like I literally made brownies.
If it is, then right before the show, I made brownies, and they did not come out like I wanted them to either.
Like, they don't taste terrible. They just don't taste great.
Were they pot brownies?
Mm. No.
I don't know. Were they another one of these resting brownies where you're like, okay, I'm going to make the stuff, I'm going to leave it for 4 days, and then I'm going to talk to it nicely, and then I'm going to...
I don't know if I told you this, but I started this like a year ago.
Going to do a little hand stuff?
So maybe I should let it rest as long?
No. Maybe that's why they didn't turn out the way you thought they would, because the eggs have long spoiled.
It did smell a little sulfury when it was going into the oven, but I assumed that would bake off. It did not bake off.
The ants crawling around in it really added something.
A little crunch.
Crunchy.
Little snap.
Crickle. Crackle.
Pop. Fudge brownies.
Oh, man. I don't remember exactly what miscommunication had happened, but I believe that we've discussed several times different types of salad dressing and like the pros and cons of them. And I really love like a raspberry vinaigrette or a raspberry walnut vinaigrette or, you know, something like that. I like balsamic if I'm like dipping bread into shit, but I do not like balsamic vinaigrette on a salad. So somebody was looking for the type of vinaigrette that I like. I don't remember if it was my wife or my mother-in-law, but somebody got balsamic vinaigrette and it just sat in our refrigerator. And this week my wife was cleaning out some of the refrigerator and went, "Hey, guess when this expired?" I'm like, "Well, it's got vinegar in it, so I assume never." She's like, "Wrong answer, 2018. Like, I think it can go. completely you're like, untouched, untouched, unopened. Yeah, like I'll have balsamic vinegar and like olive oil as like a nice little bread dip, but balsamic vinaigrette on top of salad, no thank you. I don't know why, but no.
Because you're a weird guy, Andy. Weird guy.
I know what I like. I'm in my 40s. I know what I like. I like raspberry walnut vinaigrette and a little bit of butt stuff.
That might have been the most amazing vinaigrette you ever had. You never know.
Could be. Probably not.
I tried some caviar. Didn't think I would like it. At first, I was like, maybe it's not so bad. Then I tried it again. I'm like, oh, yeah. That's not good. I think for some reason, I got like a non-fishy bite.
Okay.
And then I got a fishy bite. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's fucking fishy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Fish cum is fishy?
Yeah.
I think human cum is probably kind of fishy, so.
I mean, I guess I don't really try sushi anymore just because I feel like I've tried enough where it's like, yeah, it's always just fishy. Yeah. Caviar, I feel like I hadn't tried enough where I was like, I definitively don't like it. I'm like, no, I'm not a fan.
Yeah. I feel the same way about sushi. It's like, I see people like, oh my God, it's so amazing and it's so delicious. And you get all these like delicate little flavors. I'm like, are they behind the fish?
Samesies.
Yeah.
That's weird because I mean, I don't enjoy all sushi. Like, I pretty much stick to like your California rolls, which are just crab, and your unagi, which is eel, but it has the souse.
Well, this is so true.
And that's like when I have sushi, like I'm more like anytime I do enjoy it, it's more the sauce covering up all the other flavors that I don't like. So I'm like, why am I eating this? Like,
yeah. It seems like most of the sushis that have something cooked, you know, if it was like a cooked salmon or cooked eel or something like that, which I guess unagi usually is. I don't remember the difference between unagi and nigiri, but one of them I believe is cooked eel. I think they're both eel. I don't know because I'm white as fuck. But anyway,
press on.
Yeah. The ones that tend to have like cooked stuff in it, or you know, like a California roll, they also tend to come with cucumber, and I don't enjoy cucumber.
I don't either, which is weird because cucumber is such a mild flavor.
It is, but it would be like if it was mildly ass flavored. I was like, it's so the ass is so mild. It's like, you know what?
It's just got the mild bit of ass, you know.
What a weird phenomenon. I am totally bent out of shape for some reason that you guys don't like cucumber. I'm like, what are you talking about? Cucumbers are wonderful. I'm like, wait, who gives a shit? So they don't eat cucumber. You got no personal stake in this?
I don't like coffee. It tastes funky.
Well, no, Tim, I get it because I've felt the same way when you guys haven't like both of you guys haven't liked things that I like because it feels like now there's a majority rule of like everyone saying I'm wrong.
Like fuck you, Andy.
Yeah,
I want you to die and piss in your assage. That's like what we're saying.
like you got shitty taste and no one should listen to you and no one should ever agree with you ever
again. You're a shitty person.
Yep.
I like the sush. Sush it up.
You are not alone
in this world.
I used to work in a building with a very good sushi restaurant in the bottom floor with a bunch of people who loved good sushi. So I would go to that sushi restaurant all the time. They also had Japanese curry. So I'd get curry for lunch.
Teriyaki fan myself.
Yeah, teriyaki's good stuff.
I tried the teriyaki once. Actually, like at least at lunch, I think the lunch menu is probably like they didn't put as much effort into it. Their teriyaki was not that great. I've had better teriyaki.
Love me some tempura.
Yes.
Do they do the fried California roll?
No, they did not do that.
It's just kind of a crapshoot. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes you're like, ugh. You've really warmed up this mayonnaise.
I was just thinking I would love some more mayonnaise.
I feel like your mayonnaise to everything else ratio is askew.
It's kind of like how I feel like when you put mayonnaise on a burger. It's like, you know what this mayonnaise needed more of? Warmth and additional oil.
See, I love a mayonnaise on a burger.
And ah, I absolutely can't stand it.
I enjoy it. I don't.
I mean, if you're not going to Jack in the Box, because they're like, yo, dog, I heard you like mayonnaise on your burger.
Oh, my God. Put more mayonnaise. Oh, my God. Yeah, like most places will put the mayonnaise on with like a spatula and like, you know, like kind of go and then spread it. And I think they put it on with an ice cream scooper there.
But it's good for their chicken sandwiches.
Like, I do not want this burger to come in my mouth. Thank you.
But
or like, worse, out the back and down everything I'm wearing.
Well, you got to be careful. But they also like some. I'm like, so how much lettuce did you think I wanted on this? Like, I wanted a reasonable amount of lettuce. If the lettuce is leaking off and I got to eat lettuce by itself without a burger, you've put on too much lettuce. If the top of the bun is curved to all your due to all of your lettuce, fucking back off the lettuce.
Same. I would like to just copy and paste what Tim just said at Taco Bell and their tacos.
They do have a lot of lettuce in those tacos.
They do. It's like, hey, meat's expensive. Put the lettuce in that fire. Up to the top? No. Insufficient. Flowing out the sides? You're almost there. If you're not handing them an additional handful of lettuce.
It's like, here's your bag, and they just throw a fistful of lettuce at your face as you drive off.
Oh. You're like, oh, that's what I love to come to Taco Bell. It's the lettuce money shot at the end.
Let us just enjoy the food.
No. No, sir. No. No.
Ow.
You don't get it.
Just put more sawdust in the meat so we can have more meat.
Speaking of Taco Bell and their meat, they got rid of, I don't know if you realize this, but they got rid of their shredded chicken, which is like the ingredients for most of the good stuff that they still had on the menu. Like, oh, no more chicken burritos. Those are just completely off the menu now.
Oh, what about chicken quesadillas?
Those use the diced, not shredded.
Oh.
Although you used to be able to request them with shredded chicken, and they were better with shredded chicken.
I mean, you can request it. You just be told no.
I don't know why. I'm not really into the shredded chicken.
You can request anything you want at Taco Bell. Can well, I actually have true. A burger? No. All right. Well. Thanks for taking my request.
Yeah.
I don't know the sauce they put in their quesadilla, but it's delicious.
Yes.
Can you play Freebird? Nope. We are not a radio station. We don't take those kind of requests.
Yep. Yeah, I know. It's some sort of jalapeno cream thing. I don't know what it is, but yes.
Can you help raise my credit?
whatever that jalapeno cream is, it is a kryptonite to children who think they're having a regular quesadilla.
they're not into it.
No. So I always gotta remember to order it without the sauce.
Mm. They're missing out.
They're not. Because otherwise they miss out on eating anything.
Yeah.
They're like, it's just amazing.
I mean, you know, if that's all you feed them, they're gonna eat.
Signs point to no.
Oh, they'll give in. They'll blink first.
They'll starve. Like, fuck it, Dad, I'll starve. How do you like them apples?
I mean, explain, you know, for like a day or two.
You're like, I love
that
these
shit
apples.
To the social worker.
These apples are delicious, and I'm going to eat them all in front of you. Don't you wish you could have some apples? You can't. You haven't had your quesadilla. No apples for you until you eat all your Taco Bell.
Yep. Parenting.
That's how that shit works.
Oh.
You all right over there?
Just thinking about the fact that back when Drew was young, Caitlin and I had him counter-programmed where he thought that like having fruit after his meal was like that was his dessert as opposed to other healthy stuff. It was wonderful. Those days were awesome.
James does like his fruits.
Yeah. He'd be like, can I have some oranges? Like, not until you finish all your chicken. Finish your chicken. You don't have to eat all the rice, but finish your chicken, and then you can have some oranges.
These weird deals we have to make with our goddamn children. It's so irritating. Like, yeah. All right, four more bites of broccoli and three more bites of chicken, and you can be done. It's like, just finish your goddamn food.
Well, I can tell you, it doesn't get better at 12.
I don't want you to tell me that.
Oh, but he left like half his dinner the other night, and then he was like, "Hey, can I have dessert now?" I looked back in the kitchen. I was like, "Your fucking dinner's still sitting in there." He's like, "I don't, but I don't want it." I'm like, "Okay, well then you don't want dessert."
Yep, mine will do. Not even dessert. They'll be like, "Nah, I'm hungry." I'm like, "Yeah, of course you're hungry.
Yep.
Have your dinner still sitting right there."
Yeah.
Oh man, they're gonna love being adults.
Yeah. Oh, the other great thing is
I'm just gonna eat some sugary shit right now.
It'll be like 6 o'clock, and he'll be like, "Hey, can I have a snack? Can I have some chips?" I'm like, "It's six. We're gonna have dinner."
Yeah, they can have snacks when they want. Oh, fucking being adults, great.
Yeah. I will be.
I listen to this.
I will be making dinner, or Caitlin will be, you know, heating stuff up or whatever. Like, or even just like getting stuff out of the refrigerator. Like, hey, we ordered Thai the other day. We're going to have some Thai. He's like, yeah, can I have this candy? No. The answer is no. It's always no. It's always going to be no. Why did you ask?
Drew, step over here.
Do you think that this is like erosion?
You're going to get money.
Like someday you'll have rubbed the mountain enough that it'll be gone to a nub?
You're just like, you're like, hey, I'm going to have some dinner. Oh, I'm going to have the Snickers bar for dinner. And this Coke.
He hasn't learned.
And he can do it for a while. Everybody will be fine. But then you get older. It starts fucking up.
Yeah.
And you're like, why am I getting bigger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wait, because I drink 2 liters of Coke for dinner?
Yeah. He doesn't get, though, that asking annoying questions to annoy me doesn't wear the mountain down. It builds it up.
This is not the answer you're looking for.
Yeah. Every time he does that, I drop another bucket of rocks on top of that mountain.
He can have his candy. You can go about your business. Move along.
Okay, Ringo Juan Kenobi.
The Beatles just on this podcast?
Hello. I no longer answer my fan mail.
Is that a Simpsons reference?
It's just a Ringo Starr reference. He's apparently stopped answering his fan mail.
Oh, okay.
Because he used to answer it all, like literally, like every single thing he would respond to. And he finally,
because he's Ringo,
you know,
he gets like what, five letters?
Yeah.
Well, oh, burn.
No, I'm just kidding.
Burn.
I mean, more now, you know, options are getting limited.
Yeah, if you want to write a Beatle, you only got two to write to.
Yeah. But still, one of them's Ringo. So do you really have two?
But he is the voice. He was the voice of Thomas the Tank Engine.
Like, he was Thomas?
Huh.
Yeah.
Shit. That's unfortunate, because that show sucked.
Yeah, it did.
No, now I know why. Ringo.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. It was the writing. I don't care who was voicing it.
It was.
It could have been Sir Laurence Olivier. The show still would have sucked.
And I still wanted to know what Sodor was, because, like, sometimes it seemed like it was, like, the land in which they were, and other times it seemed like maybe it was a company that owned all of them and they were slaves.
I mean, aren't we all really slaves on some level? To the man.
To the man.
To our desires.
Whoa.
To the economic system, man.
Yep.
No, it just blew my motherfucking mind.
Seize the means of production,
right now.
Comrades.
I don't think you are, Noah.
No.
Those weren't those kind of brownies. Call back!
Yeah! Na-na-na.
I do want to get high. Well, I don't know. Someone suggested that we get high and watch Cats.
Yikes.
Like, yeah, that's going to be probably the only way I watch that.
See, they're saying, hey, I think this will improve the enjoyment of Cats. And you're like, hey, I think this will decrease my enjoyment of being high.
I don't know. Last time I got high, I was just sleepy. So I can't imagine a movie I already don't want to be watching it while tired. I'm like, it'll be over so I can sleep. When I say last time, I mean the only time.
That's what the guys are like. You only did that one time, right?
I was like, this is not for me. I can get tired all on my own. This was not something I needed more of in my life. Tiredness.
Unless you want to go to bed.
I'm surprised it's very popular. Well, by the time I go to bed, I'm tired. It works out great.
Well, they say like all the different ones, like, oh, this one gives you a this high. This one, I don't, if I feel like I'm with you, they all just make me tired.
This one I makes mean, your dick high.
Maybe I could try cocaine. Maybe that will make me less tired. But I like putting things in my nose. It gets itchy.
Do that meth, y'all.
I have enough teeth problems. I don't need meth making it worse.
What was it? I think Washington like legalized everything pretty much, right?
I think they decriminalized.
Oh.
There's
What's
a
the difference.
There's a difference. So legalization is like you can purchase it legally, you can consume it legally. You know, like you're not going to go to jail. The people producing it for you aren't going to go to jail. The people selling it to you aren't going to go to jail. Mm. Decriminalization is you can decriminalize, like you can decriminalize consumption without decriminalizing production and sale. So it's illegal to make it. It's illegal to
ship it.
That
seems like a weird
it.
Way to do it.
Well, it's because you stop attacking people who are addicted to it.
Oh, so they're not sanctioning, we think it's okay for you to do it.
Yes. So it's like, gotcha. Hey, you know, I've got a coke problem. And instead of locking your ass in jail, because it's like, cool, you had a bunch of coke. Now we can lock you in jail. It's like, oh, you had a bunch of coke. You have a coke problem. Let's get you some treatment for that. And then you come back like 3 days later and you're like, hey, I fucked up and I did some more coke. And it's like, that's okay. That's not illegal. Let's get you some more treatment.
Gotcha. But this guy who keeps making and selling to you, I want to take him out.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, hey, you know, he's in your neighbor. He lives in your neighborhood and he's got a bunch of guns. And it's also not going to be like, we're not going to threaten to throw you in jail unless you tell us who he is.
So the proponents who think we should legalize everything, do they just generally think people should just be able to do what they want and make it? I mean, I guess so. I guess some people do feel that way.
It depends on who you're talking to. Yeah. So people who are very, well, I say libertarian. Just aside, get up on my little soapbox here. I don't really distinguish between the hardest core libertarians, like the actual true libertarians, as opposed to we're Republican and we hold Republican ideas, but we just don't want to call ourselves Republican. I don't distinguish between true libertarians and anarchists because there doesn't seem to actually be a functional difference between them. So yes, there are some people who feel like any law that governs any activity is a violation. And basically the only thing that we should have is like, we should have an agreement of non-aggression where it's like, if you're not aggressive towards me, then I'm not aggressive towards you. But as soon as you're aggressive towards me, then I'm allowed to deal with it in whatever way I deem to be appropriate. So there are some hardcore, quote unquote, libertarians who absolutely believe, yeah, whatever you want to put in your body, no matter how much it fucks you up, no matter how much it fucks your kids up, no matter what cost it has to society, it doesn't matter because society has absolutely no business in your business at all. Also, if you want to own a tank and a bazooka, that's fine.
But do libertarians not see that we're not in a vacuum and that what we do affects?
It feels like you've answered your own question there. No. Yeah. So this is the problem that I have with anarchists, and this is the problem that I have with libertarians, is they seem to be unconcerned with and perhaps unaware of the concept of society and the concept of knock-on effects and the concept of unintended consequences.
Gotcha.
That, you know, that it's possible for you to do things. It's possible for you to do things to yourself that hurt others. So, these ivory tower high-minded principles really fall down in the face of simple things like the fact that human beings require energy to live, or the fact that humans do not live inside bubbles completely detached from themselves and each other.
Be much easier if we did.
Wouldn't it though? Wouldn't it? Yeah. I get the idea that it's like, well, you know, we're all adults. Humans should be able to self-govern. They should be able to make good you know, rational choices that are good for themselves, but also good for other people in sort of this utopian Star Trek idealized reality. But we live in a reality where psychology, human psychology, is much more complex than that, where brain chemistry, including brain chemistry changes brought on by ingesting things, can fuck with human psychology and make people even more irrational than they already are. Where we have lots of proof that people aren't actually fucking calculators, and they make irrational decisions about money and relationship, and that, you know, there's so many fucking logical fallacies out there, like the sunk cost fallacy and everything else, because people aren't fucking logical. We didn't evolve computer brains. We evolved monkey brains.
Right. And now, like, there's so many of these things of, like, that served us at one point.
Yeah.
But don't serve us anymore. That we, the fact that we live in homes that,
like, yeah, yeah,
don't have, like, wild creatures attacking us. Like.
Yeah. 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 Food security, like the rise of agriculture as a thing, drastically changed humans, but we didn't evolve to it. We evolved our culture. We didn't evolve our bodies. So our brains aren't different than they used to be. Not in any way that matters. Yeah. Yeah. So it's this disconnect between this sort of, you know, I almost said autistic, and I didn't mean that as a dig against people who aren't neurotypical. I meant it as a, like, inward focused, the original meaning of the words. It's like there's this idea of, like, I don't want anyone else ever telling me what to do. This, like, child stamping its feet about it, that they then work backwards from. To say, well, then I'm going to take this as, you know, this is the highest possible morals because it's what I deeply believe. And so if I deeply believe this, then nobody should ever tell anyone else what to do. And then all of these other things without any thought of consequence. It's like, sure, unlimited political funding, because, yeah, why should we ever limit anything? Everyone else has an equal ability to go do their own unlimited funding.
Oh.
Like, no, they don't, because they don't have unlimited resources. Because, again, resources are finite. Money is finite. And
it's finite.
We got billionaires sleeping on piles of it like fucking Scrooge McDuck dragons.
Rawr.
Yeah. So, no. So, yeah, what I'm trying to say is, yes, there are people who absolutely believe that. And also, I think those people are unfit
amazing
to make decisions for the rest of us.
I totally misread what you were going for.
But yeah, there are lots of other people who are like, you know, maybe we should treat these things at least more scientifically, where it's like, if cocaine is less damaging than, let's say, I'm just going to pick one, alcohol, but more damaging than, let's say, marijuana, then maybe marijuana should be the easiest to get and cocaine less easy to get and alcohol even less easy to get and then tobacco even less easy to get. Like maybe we should legislate these things based on actual damage and harm. And I got to say, like, I think I agree with that because, yeah, there's lots of harmful shit that we put in our bodies already. Like sugar and everything. Sugar's very bad for us, but I love it. I'm going to keep putting it in my body. Alcohol, not great for me, but fun to have every once in a while. So I'm going to continue to have it every once in a while. I don't particularly have any interest in putting cocaine into my body ever, 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 having seen what it's done to some other people. But I think decisions about its legality or its availability should probably be more science-based and less, like, reefer madness-based.
I mean, did you see what it did for John Belushi? He made him hilarious.
Yeah. Mitch Hedberg, too.
He was doing cocaine?
He died from an 8-ball. It's a cocaine-heroin mix, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I knew about heroin. I did not know about cocaine. I mean, in the world, I knew about both those things.
I think that's what killed Chris Farley, too. I think it was an 8-ball.
Well,
Uppers and downers can have different impacts at different speeds, and when the downer really kicks in and it depresses your heart rate to zero, bad times ensue. You know, speaking of harm and speaking of making rational decisions. But supposedly it feels amazing.
I don't feel like that's worth it.
But you know what else feels amazing?
Not dying?
Breathing, yeah.
I mean, I was close. I should get partial credit.
But it's interesting because, like I think we all, like, we don't do drugs. I mean, we all draw a line, but, like, eating sugar feels great. But it may kill you sooner.
Like, yeah, but not
in a different way. Like, it may not be just sort of sudden thing. It may be like, oh, I got diabetes. Sorry, what'd you say, Tim? Did you say something funny?
I said not as quick as cocaine.
Yeah. Talking about the order of minutes, Noah, which is really like, you know, an 8-ball overdose. That happens over the course of minutes.
It's not like I had some Frosted Flakes and I'm like, ah!
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the more point is that it's interesting because we focus on, like, the immediate as opposed to, like, oh, this is going to kill me someday if I keep doing this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, breathing is going to kill you someday.
oxygen, it's not like you can choose not to.
Well, exactly.
It's not like
yes.
You can choose not to have sugar. I live in America. Everything has sugar.
You can definitely choose not to have sugar.
The goddamn ketchup has sugar in it. It's America. It's how we live.
Yep.
USA. USA.
HFC. HFC.
Huge fucking cock?
High fructose corn syrup.
Oh.
I guess HFCS.
Thought mine was better.
Yes, it was. I was just chanting the same thing, using different words. We're both making the same point, Tim. What I'm saying is fundamentally we agree.
Oh, I don't mean your point. My point was better. I mean, my idea for the initials for you, HF.
Oh, gotcha. We still agree.
Anymore,
you're right.
It's not
huge
working.
Fucking cock. Huge fucking cock. Huge fucking cock. Yep, you're right. It is better.
That's what my wife chants every time I come in the bedroom. Uh-huh. For the last time, Noah's not coming.
She's like, I'm just gonna keep playing that lotto. Gonna keep rolling those dice.
I wish I played the lotto. I would have won, but maybe.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Friday afternoon, we're like, we should get tickets. And then Friday evening, we're like, we didn't get tickets. And I'm like, and you know what? The only difference is we've got $20 in our bank account that we wouldn't have.
Oh, are they $20?
No. It's
if
usually
you
when
get
we
like
do
a,
what we
a decent
do,
amount.
Yeah, we usually buy like $20 worth and do like, you know, 10.
I just do whatever the one, maybe I'll get it.
Yeah.
You guys ever see the video of the guy who like, won the lottery, like a little amount, and they did a news story, and he was like recreating it, and then he won it again, a bigger amount, like right where they're recording.
Yes, it was you got a scratcher for like 10 grand or something like that, so they got another scratcher to like redo it, and he got like 200. All right. Well, I mean, you know, in a world with infinite monkeys on infinite typewriters, yeah, that's going to happen.
Racist.
A little bit. A little bit. Oh, guys,
we did it.
We survived it. We did. It feels so great not to have a fascist president.
Hey, I posted, yeah, sex is great, but have you ever tried waking up in a country where Donald Trump is not the president? And not one single person from another country, I assumed someone was going to call me out on instantly and be like, yeah, I've been doing it all my life. The whole rest of the world has been doing it, dumbass. But nope, not one person.
I mean, they are also waking up in a world where Donald Trump isn't the U.S. president, where there's not a fascist with nuclear codes.
Whew, I have, I think I talked about it last week, that friend of a former friend of a friend who's somehow still my friend on Facebook. She is going down this goddamn QAnon rabbit hole.
I kind of want to go find out what she's saying because I'm... The fact that the storm obviously didn't happen makes me wonder, like, how much more can they double down? It's like, on the other hand, I've met her. I've interacted with her as a human being.
Oh, different one. I'm talking about the one. I'm not talking about my former coworker who sang in a band that sucked.
Tim, but you loved them.
Okay.
I loved the bass player. No, wait. Sorry. The guitar player.
Ooh.
Oh, Tim's getting passed around that band like candy.
No. Tim just doesn't know his musical instruments.
That would have been hilarious if you were like just like their one groupie. I mean, I guarantee you weren't, but it would have been hilarious if you were. Because I'm saying they could get it.
Yeah, all of them.
Get it.
Anyways, Poon no, so this is some other person who just keeps posting. Thanks. Thanks.
I mean, if they want it, sure. It's the 21st century.
It wasn't back then.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. See, that's how you realize you're wrong in the middle of a conversation.
Oh, QAnon people should learn from you, Tim.
Nah, all right,
speaking of, rabbit hole.
Oh, that's it. It's just disturbing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sorry, I don't really have any other than like I'm not defriending her just because like I want to keep an eye on what they're fucking talking about.
I want to see if they're going to come murder me next.
No, I just like what? How do you justify this to yourself when it's all nonsense? And what craziness are you spewing today? I want to know.
I feel like people are pretty good at convincing themselves of things.
I mean, Zack Snyder's convinced himself he knows how to make a good comic book movie, so I guess you're right. Burn! Convinced HBO Max to give him millions of dollars. Guys, this is the most important thing we should be talking about.
Hey, Zack, how Superman uses his breath on that burn.
I'm sure you don't know this, but that's one of his superpowers.
Wait, what?
I was talking to
Zack Snyder.
Oh.
He probably thinks his only superpowers are being a dick.
And punching.
He's like Batman, but he flies, right? No, he's not. No, Zach. You suck at everything. This is the topic Andy wanted to get to today, right?
It was.
It's like, when are we going to denounce the Snyder Cut?
Yep.
Before a frame of it is seen.
Yep. That's right. Good work, Tim.
You're welcome.
Well done.
I know what boys like.
Boys like Poontang.
I mean, some do.
I mean, some of them, yes.
Increasingly, I'm noticing a lot of boys that don't like that.
Or maybe they like, maybe they're yes-anding you. Again, it's the 21st century.
I mean, on this call.
Like, can I get some Poontang with a side of dick? Like, sure. You want them dong meat and Poontang? Serve it up combo platter.
Mm-mm.
What I'm saying is you do you or any other consenting adult.
If my ass was a Chinese restaurant, if your ass was a Chinese restaurant, I'd have the poo-poo platter.
If your ass was a Chinese restaurant, it would be closed down for health code violations because there'd be fecal matter in all the food. Yeah.
Eddie, you know where that line from?
My friend Jerry Vandergriff kissed me in home ec class.
Yeah.
Later in the afternoon, some jarheads in the locker room kicked my ass. I said, guys, I'm like you. I like monster trucks, too. Want to see how many push-ups I can do. I just wish I was queer so I could get chicks.
All right. Something just happened.
Because the Bloodhound Gang was never not offensive.
Yep. Sure. Why not? That could be a thing. Nothing stopping it.
I mean, it is a thing.
Yeah, it is. There we go. Yes.
We did it. It's a thing now. I don't know what's going on, but it turns out,
Tim,
I don't have to.
Those are the geniuses that brought you my favorite line ever. Life's short and hard like a bodybuilding elf.
Bodybuilding elf.
Yes.
Tim's like, yes, I know.
Sorry. He knows. Oh, he knows.
I know.
He knows.
There's another thing. That is a thing.
Yep.
There's so many things in the world I don't understand, but I'm like, you know what? You do your thing.
With the exception of Zack Snyder.
Yes.
Stop doing things.
Yes. And Donald Trump. Donald Trump and Zack Snyder, both of you, stop doing things.
Equally bad. I think we can all agree.
Equally. Yes. Equal. Any two bad things are equally bad. And if you read any of Lefty Reddit, any two bad things are equally bad all the time.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Biden is marginally better than Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like, oh, great. That's the kind of discourse it's really gonna. I mean, yeah. In fairness, I said don't criticize Donald. Don't over criticize Biden until Trump is out of office, and now he's out of office. So I'm like, fine.
No, we had a deal.
You stuck to your bargain.
I mean, you didn't really, but he's out. He's like, I'm no longer concerned about. Like, they can't just change their vote and bring it back now. So
yeah. Well, guys, if we've established that if there's one thing I hate, it's fascists. And if there's two things I hate, it's fascists and fascists.
And there's three things you hate.
Three things I hate, it's fascists and fascists and fascist cucumbers. Enablers.
Fascists with cucumbers.
Yes. So I hate fascist enablers, which is why I hate the most vocal voices of like lefty Reddit and lefty Twitter. Like, what's that fucker's name? Ryan Knight, I think. Yeah. Yeah. So basically anybody who's ever gone down that, that accelerationism path of like, well, no, you know, if we can't have Bernie, then we should just have more Trump so people can really see how bad it is so that we can finally have the great uprising. No, dumbass. You're the same as the fucking anarchists who don't understand how human beings work. We tried accelerating into fascism and Hitler almost took over the fucking world. You know, my grandparents actually discovered a cure for fascism. It's a suppository, and it has to be injected at high rates of speed, and it has, when properly applied, has 100% cure rate of fascism.
Wait, are you saying they shot bullets in Nazis' asses?
Yes. I mean, that's typically not where you provide the injection, but
you said suppository.
If that doesn't work, just keep inserting it wherever you can. Keep injecting it wherever you can. And I guarantee
you. That's what I say to her. Just keep inserting it wherever you can.
I guarantee you, the fascism will stop.
Guys, I'm talking about penis.
And my grandparents knew that. Well, they found it out the hard way, really.
And I keep saying penis.
I know.
Penis.
Because it's to the delight of Andy, I can tell.
Yes.
I can just hear the enjoyment in his voice right now.
He's like, oh, thank God Tim is here to talk about penises.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make a point. So glad and Tim could undermine me by talking about penises. Talking about things I'm very passionate and I believe in. And Tim's just here to make jokes.
You know,
to
make the world better. I know you guys are both saying, like, you think that I'm butthurt about this, but I'm not, because I'm passionate about this and Tim is passionate about penises, and I have to recognize that. And I have to allow for that. I need to make space.
I am passionate about penises.
For Tim and all of his penises. His bags of dicks.
I am passionate about penises.
Can you make space for my penis? You
cannot. No one can make space for your penis, Noah. No one can.
Robert Goulet.
But seriously, you guys, penises.
Seriously.
They're not just for breakfast anymore.
No. But not at Taco Bell. Taco Bell took them off the menu.
Like, well, they added so much lettuce, it didn't matter.
They're like, potatoes? Nah. Shredded chicken? Nah. Penises? Fuck that. You're like, what's left? The lettuce. The lettuce and the kangaroo meat. Oh, cool.
Crikey, that's some good kangaroo meat, mate. Penis. Hello?
Hello.
Anybody notice about this a great impression?
Now, where is it, Tim?
Wallaby.
Where's this great impression, Tim?
You're listening to it, mate.
I don't hear anything.
It sounds like you're really in Australia.
Yep. Shrimp on the barbie. Am I getting an impression? Can you try again?
Hello,
hang up, Noah, hang up and try again, Tim.
It's me, Paul Logan. That's not a knife.
Sounds like you're plugging your nose. Wow, Tim's very tickled by himself.
No, and your guys' reaction.
I mean, Tim is often very tickled by himself.
I mean, that's right. I sometimes self-tickle.
Yep.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, there I go again. Tickling myself. Sheila, I'm tickling myself again.
All right, guys, we're not here to fuck spiders.
Wait, what?
Oh, Miss Australian guy, do you not know this term?
No. No.
It ain't made it down under yet. Tell me about it. No, what?
It is from down under.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You guys think that Outback is really how we make our food, so you don't know what you're talking about up there, mate.
I mean, it is how you make your food, at Outback.
No, that's an American restaurant that's fucked up our culture. You think also, we have blooming onions down here? No, we have regular onions, you fucking racists.
People love fucking blooming onions.
Also, none of us can't drink Foster's.
It's not Australia for beer, it's Australian for piss.
We're not here to fuck spiders means, like, we're not here to fuck around. We're all here right. to do something. I learned that from Margot Robbie.
Nice.
Oh. Well, then you've misunderstood the entirety of Tancast, because we are indeed here to fuck spiders. We that are is here all to we're fuck here spiders, for. Yes. We're just here to fuck spiders and
you know what, guys? I'm going to add a tagline to the site. We are here to fuck spiders. We are planting our flag in the spider fucking.
We just raw dog those spiders, man.
Poor those spiders looking up at us going, amigo.
Oh, si, amigo. Muy amigo.
Wait, where's that from again?
Oh, we were talking about a spider and how, like, we always, like, everybody, whenever you see a spider, you get angry and you try and kill it. But meanwhile, the spider's just like, friend?
And then Tim was telling us about, I think it was your honeymoon, going kayaking, and like you went into this area that was like there were some trees grown down over it, and like you went through, and like just all the spiders ever in the world fell into your kayak with like you and Danelle.
Yep,
that was the little spiders looked up at you and went, amigo.
And meanwhile, I screamed like a little girl. I not to be denigrating of little girls. It's just, you know, that's not how an adult male voice should sound.
They have high-pitched voices. That's not against them. Everyone screams. It's just little girls scream with little girl voices.
Exactly.
And then when spiders up in your boat, you also scream with little girl voices.
That, yeah. As it turns out, that is exactly correct.
Yeah. If you were to graph them on a spectrum, little girl and adult male are opposite ends. So, yes.
I mean, this particular adult male is usually more towards the little girl spectrum anyway, just because that's how my voice sounds.
It has been, guys, over a decade that amigo joke.
Wow.
Who said amigo?
I did. Sorry, which of the three of us speak Spanish?
I mean, wait. I know amigo.
I mean, I know we all know amigo.
Wait, no, because that wasn't my honeymoon. It was like it was an anniversary trip.
That's what it was.
That we took when Michael was a kid, so it can't be 10 years.
Well, then it's been a little bit less than 10 years.
Yeah.
It's been
take that.
Little less than 10 years since Tim got a lap full of spiders and screamed like a little girl.
Although I do believe you are overestimating the amount of spiders that fell in the boat, because I wouldn't be talking about it. I'd just be catatonic back in the hotel room.
The spiders. Amigo. Somebody just like clicking a lighter in front of your face. You wake up. Amigo. Amigo.
That's a reference to 1989's Godzilla.
Is that 89? I thought it was like 93 or something.
Wait, did I say 89?
Yeah.
98.
Okay.
I dyslexic'd it.
Amigo, okay. I want to crawl into your mouth.
Cochino. Cochino. Oh, guys.
What? What do we do?
We're in the final few weeks until Godzilla versus Kong comes out.
Oh.
Is that still coming out?
Yeah. They're doing the theaters and HBO Max.
And HBO Max.
Yep.
I believe I will go see that in a drive-in, which I went to my very first drive-in the other day.
Oh. How was
that in San Jose?
Yep.
Yeah, that one's been there forever.
Yeah.
The closest I came to it is one time I walked home from downtown San Jose to where we lived, which was not a good idea.
No.
But at one point I walked by that drive-in and I saw the end of Spider-Man 3, I believe it was.
Yeah, that is a significant walk, Tim.
Significant walk and sketchy areas in between.
Yeah, at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's not really the time to be doing it.
Mm-hmm. That's the perfect time.
I mean, it didn't start sleeping at 1 o'clock in the morning.
People are sleeping, don't want to bother you.
That's exactly why I didn't call anybody to come pick me up. I was like, it's late. People
Tim,
are sleeping.
You just got, you, what you do is you just sleep at work. You just get a table skirt.
Oh, I should have done that. Why didn't I do that? There's a whole office, because this was back when I worked at the radio station. There was a whole office nobody went in that people I would occasionally take naps in. I could have totally just slept in the intern's office.
Well, maybe you just wanted to be home. I mean, you had everything you needed, right? A bathroom.
Yeah, live and learn.
Tim, next time.
Yeah, next time I'm walking home from the radio station in the middle of the night, instead I'll turn around and go sleep in the intern's room. Anywho, so I'm excited about seeing King Kong versus Godzilla, or Godzilla versus Kong in a drive-in.
Wait, Tim, was that Walk to the Tan House?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's even worse. I thought that was a walk to where you and Joe and I used to live.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Dude, you should have called. I feel like I feel retroactive. I know it's been like 20 years.
It's been 20 years since I walked too long.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hurt my knee because I was walking too long.
Guys, in 4 months, we will hit the 20-year anniversary of when we moved into the Tan House.
Hot damn. That's 2 decades.
Yeah.
In a row.
Too long, if you ask me.
Did I ever actually say on the show or to you guys that I drove by the Tan House one time? And there was
what was that, Andy?
Did I ever tell you guys that actually I drove by the Tan House and there was a family like playing outside in the yard? So like we stopped and chatted with them.
And you're like, we came in that house many times.
Yes, three of us came in that house at various points.
So much jizz.
There was like, a cockroach in the bedroom.
He's like, you know, we keep repainting, but that would explain it.
Have you ever seen 1408? It's kind of like that with this whole house. We could tell there was evil in here. Yes, you did tell us that. I've driven by several times because one of Danelle's friends lives kind of close to there. And so
I definitely have gone by since we moved out, but I can't remember how long it's been.
It's been.
Nope.
It's not tan anymore. The Tan House.
No.
I was amazed.
Hasn't been since shortly after we moved out.
I know.
Like, I've never heard of a place like going, oh, you lived here long enough. The damage you did, don't worry about it. Here's your deposit.
Yeah, that's.
I feel like they're like, yeah, you did some damage. I mean, you didn't do anything. We're gonna keep your. I remember when we like moved out of our place, Tim, that we lived together, and like, oh, you didn't hire a professional shampooer to shampoo the carpets. We're gonna charge you money. I'm like, nowhere in your fucking thing does it say that.
Yeah, and that's also illegal. So,
it's like, well, you gotta do it exactly the way we did it.
Nope,
because we shampooed professionally. I'm like,
nope.
I actually didn't. Unlike Tim, I wrote a letter. And I got some of everybody back.
Noah. I wrote a letter, everybody. Oh, look at me. Letter writing Noah.
Writing all the letters. So many letters.
Oh, got that money back. Ooh.
That was back when I needed that money. I mean, I still have maybe we write a letter.
Oh, someone just earned an extra life.
Wasn't me. Still just got the one.
Must have been Noah then.
It was me. Yeah. Pixar released this thing called Pixar Popcorn. Have you heard of this?
Yes. It's like shorts.
Very short. Not great.
All right. Well.
But each short is about a little over a minute.
Oh, wow.
So it's very low. You know what's crazy? So most of them have no dialogue. So like the whole thing is maybe like a minute and like 20 seconds. But the ones that do have dialogue, because they got Key and Peele back, they have to translate it. So you start it and you're like 4 minutes long. The short is still like a minute long. And then it's like 3 minutes of credits because of all the localization for the dialogue they do. me and Roberto watching, and like, oh, this one's 4 minutes. That's a little longer. And then it ends. And like, it's just that thing where it's like, and you don't want to watch the credits, so it just cuts off. So we didn't see, like, so we went back, like, went for the credits. I'm like, oh, it's just all the all the translation they did for those two people talking.
You know what though? The WandaVision credits are equally fucking long.
Yes, they are. You're like, because, oh, is there an extra after the credits? You're like, no, it's just long fucking credits.
And what's coolest about the fact that they do those long fucking credits like that, what's absolutely the most awesome is when WandaVision episode 3 comes out and you're like, oh, cool, let's watch this. And you hit play and it's like, you weren't done with episode 2 yet. And it just starts playing at the credits. You're like, no,
I was done. I didn't have that problem.
Yeah, I didn't either. It sounds like a personal problem, Andy.
I mean, it was.
I mean, clearly you didn't. Like, I get to the point where I always watch the credits until they start doing the translating ones. I'm like, okay, this is officially done.
Yeah, we did that in the first one, and we're like, hey, you fool me once, fool me. You can't get fooled again, in Texas.
Classic W. I'm like, yeah, I'll take the risk. I'm enjoying this music.
Risk it for a biscuit.
I've enjoyed the opening intros segments for each WandaVision so far.
Yes.
And how they are.
Yeah, Tim, you would.
I am annoyed by how many people keep saying, like, oh, the first one is based on I Love Lucy. I'm like, it is clearly based on Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
I love the second one is based on Dick Van Dyke.
Nope. First one.
Oh, okay.
Dick second Van Dyke. One, second one, Bewitched.
Bewitched.
Third one, Partridge Family Brady Bunch.
I think maybe a mixture. The look of the stairs definitely evokes the Brady Bunch for me.
But I feel like the intro was more Partridge Family.
Yes, I would agree with that too. And I'm saying I would agree with that as somebody who did not watch a lot of Partridge Family.
I watched zero of both shows.
All right.
But somehow I know what their aesthetic is. Just like I watched, I think I watched some Bewitched. And I like that was the one. Oh, spoilers for WandaVision. Minor spoilers for WandaVision.
No, alert, God! Alert, no, alert. God, please, no! 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 No!
I like that was the one where they transitioned from black and white to color, because Bewitched ran long enough to go from black and white to color.
Yep.
I thought that was clever. I don't know if that was intentional, but I thought it was clever.
Probably. I mean, it seems to be that they're doing a lot of stuff intentionally. But ignoring
Your mom's
that,
intentional.
I will so. Say, so I had read that they'd sent the first 3 episodes out for reviewers to review. And then they only released the first 2 episodes the first week. And we all had kind of this, a bit of a shoulder shrug reaction to it.
I don't think Tim
where
did.
The reviewers seem to be like, oh man, like, you know, it's really promising, like a lot of crazy shit to come. And then we watched the first 2 episodes. I'm like, no, not really. I mean, a little bit, but barely. And I felt like the third episode was the one that finally sunk the hook. And I'm like, you should have done all fucking 3 of these. Also, you should have done all 10 of them at once. You fucks.
I thought there's only 8.
Or 8. Fine. 8. Do them all 8.
So
Tim just, yeah, I mean, Andy just wants his shit when he wants
exactly.
it now.
He just wants it all right fuck.
Now. Yeah, I am.
Andy doesn't care about your craft.
There's no craft. Yeah, they're done. These things are made.
I wasn't shoulder shrugging of it, but I was like, yeah, if you're not invested in these characters, I can see how you could just be like, meh, no.
Yeah.
Because like, this is just 100% like, let's just play with these characters. And, you know, the world is crazy. What's going on? I don't know. Let's just look at it, baby. Let's try something crazy. We're Marvel.
Who's to say if it's right or
you
wrong?
You made all the money. What are you going to fucking do about pickles? It? Not a goddamn thing. Wait, what are you doing with my money? That's ours now. We're Marvel.
That's not your money anymore.
I didn't even watch money. A Marvel movie. Why are you reaching into my wallet?
Don't ask like questions.
Marvel tax.
Marvel tax.
I watched something actually directed by Frank Oz.
Yes, I've heard of this.
In and of itself?
Uh-huh. Which is not a sequel to In-N-Out, despite the fact that Frank Oz directed both things.
It's pretty good. I feel like it didn't totally hit on all levels for me. but it is a well done show. And I guess the best way I can describe it is just like light magic. Like, it is a magic show in a sense, but it's also like a personal story, a one man show that does involve the audience and is surprisingly touching.
It is produced by Stephen Colbert.
It is. And I believe Neil Patrick Harris had something to do with the stage show, at least. I don't know how much he had to do with this. I mean, it's just a recording of the stage show of different versions of it. So, yeah, it's on Hulu. Yeah, I don't know what they'll say, but yeah, I think you should watch it. Yeah, it's not like it's kind of slow pace, I would say.
I mean, it's no WandaVision.
Yeah.
At least you get to watch it all at once. So Andy will like true. That part.
Yeah.
And the other thing I did this week is I played a game. Andy, is Zork? Was Zork the name of a computer game? An old computer game?
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like a book version of Zork that someone reads.
Interesting.
And it's surprisingly fun. So like, so yeah, but yeah, basically they have the book, they'll read something to you, and then you say what you want to do. And then they'll read something else, or they'll say like, you can't do that. And like part of fun is kind of figuring out what you could do. Like, one thing is like, you can actually save the game, which you aren't told. But like, if you figure out, then you, when you die, you don't have to go all the way back.
Interesting. Sorry, I'm just imagining you said, Noah, for the last time, on none of these pages does the word masturbate appear.
That's fine. The only reason I know about this is the Flophouse podcast does a thing called Radio Zork. So like the idea, like they came up with it as a bit one time and then it's just become a running bit where basically it's like a radio show and then people write in, like, you know, there'll be a question prompt and you have to wait till next week till people write in and then they'll answer the question prompt. And so the joke is they've been stuck on opening this one door because nobody's asked the right question to get it open. So every week someone tries a suggestion to try and get the door open and like, well, nope, that didn't work. Tune in next week for Radio Zork.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, basically it's like a really slow version of that. Like, oh, yeah. So you go around the table and each person can do one thing. So you say their one thing and then they move on to the next person.
Wait, so who's reading it?
Whoever. You just pick a person to read it.
Oh, okay. I thought this, like, so this isn't computerized at all. This is just
No. It is a like a physical hardbound book.
So it's a choose your own adventure book that you read out loud with friends.
A little more advanced than that, but yes.
I disagree.
But yeah, basically.
I disagree. It's exactly as advanced as that.
No, because not like you go to page, because you aren't told what your options are. You just figure out what your options are. So that's why I would say it's different.
So it's a choose your own adventure, but you've got a dungeon master.
Yes.
Same.
Not the same.
No difference.
Taffy's not funky.
It's so funky.
Taffy's not funky.
Taffy too. Has never been more funky.
Have
well,
we?
Guys.
Sorry. I didn't think the mic picked that yawn up.
Oh, I didn't notice the yawn either. I just noticed that we had the conversation had lulled and it is an hour and 10 minutes. So it's time to say, yes. Hey guys,
I was just lampshading the fact that, that you said that right after I actually literally yawned.
Oh, and we got a comment from a listener that enjoys Andy's rants.
Don't tell me these things. You're only encouraging him.
They said they would love to listen to a podcast where it was just Andy ranting.
I mean,
and I have only one thing to tell you, dear listener. Episode 207. That is why you will never hear such a podcast.
And I don't think it would be good for either of us.
Wait, who's the other person? The person listening?
Yeah, me or the listener.
Got
any,
it.
Any listener of that podcast and also me.
I don't know. Maybe it'd be helpful to just dump it all into a microphone once a week.
Maybe.
Just leave it all in the field, Andy.
Get your A ranting game out there. No two chuckleheads veer you off course.
I mean, like, I do think there's, like, I mean, think about, like, fucking Jim Cramer. Like, he's just yelling at you about money.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely, like, a place for that.
Oh, that's what you need. You need funny buttons in the middle of your rants.
That's what I have YouTube for.
Awooga. Awooga.
I don't know if we talked about this recently, but there was an episode of John Oliver where he's like, if you push a big stupid button on your show, that means someone could replace it with farts. I'm not saying that I'm immature enough to do that, but if I was, it would look like this. he just did a montage of him hitting the button and fart noises came out. Oh, God, that was so funny. Like, the whole rest of the clip is much more intelligent and talks about things that are important, but man, that fucking made me laugh.
It reminded me of that. Well, I think we talked about it before. It reminded me of the priest that someone did that to.
Okay, we definitely did talk about this on the show a couple weeks ago. Yes, because I linked to both those things. All right. Well, now we're looping recent episodes, so that definitely sign off. Look forward to Andy Rants coming soon to a podcast near you.
And right by after soon, we mean the 15th.
Right after release. Oh, I'm sorry, I'll let you finish that joke.
Never.
Right after we release episode 207.
Yes.
Do you even have the building blocks for that anymore?
Yes.
All right. Just checking.
I store them in my vault.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's Sandcast for this week.
Hey, guys, I don't want to alarm you. Hmm? But I farted and it stank.
And it
stunk.
Oh.
Just, you know, put it out there.
Dude. Two or three days ago, I couldn't figure out why I was just suddenly blowing up like a balloon and then blowing up like a bomb. Turns out I had about three too many Triscuits.
What is wrong with your body?
Well, clearly it's unused to the concept of fiber. So let's start there. And I think end there as well.
Like, you can't handle Triscuits. You can't handle Jelly Bellies.
Yeah, see, those, I think... Like that, I think that's like nature finally starting to set some limits on me. The Triscuits is, I think this is damage I've done to myself. Where my body's like, fiber, no! I was windy, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Chicago ain't got nothing on Andy.
Mm-mm.
It's the windy shitty. I said a dumb thing.
I did it.
They said it couldn't be done. Oh, I'm sorry. I misread it. They said it shouldn't be done. That's on me.
Now, I leave you guys with a joke. What does a gay horse eat?
Hey.
Yeah, that's right.
Classic.
Another one we told about 10 or 12 years ago.
But, you know, it never really goes out of style.
We keep bringing back the hits.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Noah just had a revelation, everybody.
Oh, no.
No, just, I don't know if you guys ever seen this. Roberto showed me an In Living Color skit that aired on accident but never was supposed to air about Bolt 45. I come from a land down below. Have you guys ever seen this?
No.
Oh. I was like, what was so bad that, I mean, I'm kind of surprised they banned it then, because I feel like Living Color did all sorts of shit like that would not fly today.
Mm-hmm.
But the setup was like, it was, Keenan Ivory Wayne's playing, the guy who did Colt 45.
Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, Billy Dee Williams. And it's Bolt 45, and it had like six times the alcohol. And his date comes in and so starts pounding him. And basically pass out, and he proceeds to have sex, like he's going to have sex with her. I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh.
Like, this is, yeah. But also, I'm kind of surprised back then, they were like, no, this is crossing the bar for us. Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, yeah, that's super fucked up. That was awful. Hey, I was just like, yeah.
It's a little late, but I finally found the sound effect.
Yay! Thank you, Jim Cramer.
I don't know what you shouldn't trust.
No, sorry. Don't trust me to press the wrong I was trying to delete it. I was trying to delete it off my thing, and it didn't delete. It played instead.
Ooh.
Oh, yep. That was. I'm surprised you got audio of it, Tim, but that certainly was from my house.
That's from South Park.
I recognize it.
Anyway, never trust what?
I don't know what you shouldn't trust.
All right.
Never trust Noah to never trust things.
Not today, Tim, working the soundboard correctly.
Never trust Andy to get out episode 207.
Yes. Good advice.
That's true.
This week, I love that Seth Rogen keeps calling Ted Cruz a fascist, and it's clearly getting under Ted Cruz's skin, along with all of the smooth brains who are like, everything I don't like is fascism. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. So a couple of them I have replied with, tell you what, here's an essay on fascism called Ur-Fascism, written by Umberto Eco. You go through that, go through all the points that he says make up fascism. You tell me which ones don't apply, and I'll find you the Ted Cruz quote that undermines you. Turns out that the people who go, everything I don't like is fascism, in a mocking way, don't know what fascism is, and I am shocked, I tell you, shocked.
The same how people who don't, people who quote 1984 obviously have never read that book.
Yes. Same as all the Republicans suddenly quoting MLK on MLK Day to try to be like, MLK would have agreed with us. It's like, MLK was a socialist, but keep telling yourself that.
Mm-hmm. Or the people who are like, that Facebook is like trampling on the Constitution for freedom of speech.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's not what.
There's another thing you haven't read. The Constitution.
Yeah. That's not what fascism is. That's not what 1984 was about. That's not what MLK meant. And that's not what the Constitution said. So, again, I guess the core thesis of Tancast this week is farts are funny and Fox News is actively destroying American thought. Fox News.
You got way too many fart noises, Tim.
That's just the same three.
I think he's got just the right amount.
I mean, that's more than I got.
Well,
time to take my calm pill.
It sounds like you don't have enough fart noises.
Yeah. It's a personal
thing. Am I right, crowd? They know what's up.
I mean, just laughing at you doesn't mean you're right.
No, but Jeff Goldblum laughing at you means he's right.
Really, we're spending another 4 minutes on this shit.
Yeah, that's right, we are. Thanks for playing, Noah. All right. I think we did it. Unless you'd like to say something else that might trigger me making a sound effect.
Do we have any Tancast listener email?
Fuck no, we're not.
I just wonder because it's like the longest one you got.
Oh, I see. No, none of those are queued up.
Hey, guys. Right. I want to tell you a story.
Is it about what's at Noah's window?
I'll be brief.
I don't have any of these queued up. It's a horse shit! Very vulgar. That's how the episode should end.